January 1st, Friday. How can you change your repulsive and long-standing imprints? First, you must admit that you cannot change your imprints through your own power. By doing so, you'll discover the reason why it isn't just Christ, but only Christ. Then your imprints will change. The answer of roots, Acts chapter 8, verses 6 and 7. And the crowds with one accord paid attention to what was being said by Philip, when they heard him and saw the signs that he did. For unclean spirits cried out with a loud voice, came out of many who had them, and many who were paralyzed or lame were healed. The most important answer for children of God is being rooted in the gospel. However, a majority of people have scars rooted in them. God's works begin only when roots change. Then how can you change your imprints and roots? Number one, you must break down scars. The Samaritans had three kinds of scars. They were historical scars sustained when they were taken captive to Assyria, religious scars pertaining to incidents when they were discriminated against by the people of Judah, and daily life scars that had accumulated over time because of previous circumstances. Philip went into this field and broke down the scars that had ruined the Samaritans. Number two, with one heart, you must relay Christ and hear about him. With one heart, Philip solely relayed Christ, and the Samaritans listened with one heart and followed him. Consequently, evil spirits that had attached themselves to people departed, and the works of healing diseases arose. Whatever scars or problems you might have, you must correctly realize the cause. By doing so, you'll understand why God has given you Christ, and you'll be able to hold on to him with one heart. Dear God, help me to hold on to Christ and relay him with one heart. May the works of the Holy Spirit that completely change destructive imprints and roots take place. I pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.